thank you. You are in control. You are in control.
What's up, y'all? I am back, bitch. Yes. Sorry about the delay. I actually wanted to wait until this shirt came in that my mom made me. Shout out to my mama. But I really wanted to be like really pro-black. Because, you know, I'm black every day. But, you know, like they say, this month I'm blackity black black. But yeah, shout out to my mama for making me this shirt. And I just wanted to wear it for you guys so you guys can, you know, get you a taste of this, maybe make some orders. Yes, okay. So today, I don't know if you saw my post, but a few days ago I posted a status talking about just some real talk or whatever about how one of the best tools that I had in my breakup was people in my corner that was encouraging me, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So I'll get to that in just a moment. That's what this episode is going to be about. The name of this episode is called Grab the Lifeline. How to grab the lifeline, I should say. Grabbing that lifeline. Because a lot of times people be throwing us lifelines and we just be letting them go. So I'm going to be talking about how I grab the lifeline in my situation and hopefully helps you guys. But first of all, Mardi Gras is coming up. I'm going home for Mardi Gras and I'm ready. I did go to Mardi Gras last year, but I don't know, for some reason this Mardi Gras, I'm like really amped to be in the city. So can't wait to get some king cake. I can't wait to get some brother's chicken. My God, like, I don't know, it's something about their brother's chicken. But yeah, I just can't wait to be home and around family. I have some family that's going to be coming down as well to enjoy the festivities. So hey, peace up, A-Town down. So when Mardi Gras is happening, the rodeo here in Houston happens like around the same time. So Lizzo is supposed to be performing for the rodeo and Chance the Rapper, I believe. And I'm kind of upset that I'm probably gonna miss that because I wanted, this would be my chance to see Lizzo live for the first time. But I'm going to Mardi Gras, baby. Babe, I'm going to the city, you heard me? Cause I gotta get with my people. But yeah, that's that. I was actually kinda, not that I don't love Lizzo, I definitely love Lizzo, like that's my girl. Like, I don't play tag, bitch, I been here, hey. But I really wanted Meg, oh my God. If Meg would've been coming, Mardi Gras would've been canceled, baby. It over. I there's always Mardi Gras next year, but I really wanted Meg to come down and smash the stage or whatever, but I guess another time. What else? Oh, and I have, I didn't really say too much about it in my last podcast, but I am going to have a new podcast launching pretty soon within the next month or two, with my best friend. Shout out to my best friend. Y'all going to be introduced to him in a moment. I mean, most of y'all already know him. Those of you that know me probably already know him because I post him all the time. Because that's my best friend and that's what we do, bitch. Oh, yes. So keep on the lookout for that. We are still working out some of the stuff, you know, to make it entertaining for you guys. So I'll be announcing it, though, when we do lunch. I'm so excited to be working with my best friend on a project. Ooh, that's like real cute or whatever. Okay, y'all. So I don't know what's going on, but I have for the past two now. Anybody that knows me knows that I couldn't drink coffee because coffee made me real jittery, made me feel like I was just like, I was like, bitch, I was sitting down, still moving, bitch. I don't know what was going on. So, but about 2 weeks ago, like when I go to work, I've been starting to drink coffee every morning. And so now that's my thing now. Like I love drinking coffee in the morning. I love drinking coffee in the morning and it doesn't really make me jittery anymore. It actually, I feel like I actually get energy from it now. Am I getting old? Is that what that means? I don't fucking know, bitch. But yeah, I'm a coffee drinker now. I don't, well, when I, during the work week, I do drink it every day during the work week because I think it's just something to do while I'm sitting at my desk. I really believe that's what it really is because when I'm off of work, I don't drink coffee when I'm off of work. The only time I drink coffee is when I record for you guys and bring you guys some energy. So I need a little boost, I guess you could say, to give y'all that little extra, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So now I'm a coffee drinker. So, hashtag coffee drinker. I'm not a Starbucks coffee drinker yet. Yeah, I haven't got to that level. I'd rather like some made in a little coffee pot type of coffee. Or the coffee pods. I use the, when I'm at work, I use the French vanilla coffee pods. Those are so good. Here we go. So, in today's topic, how to grab the lifeline. So, when you're going through whatever it is that you're going through, it doesn't necessarily have to be a breakup. Sometimes we have the tendencies to think the worst about ourselves or our situation, thinking that everybody else has it all together because of what we may place on social media. So, you know, we think the worst about ourselves. We think down on ourselves. We think, why we ain't got our shit together? Why am I going through this? Why, what is it about me that that person didn't like? What is it that I'm doing that's so wrong? Like, what did I do, Lord, to be deserving of this foolery? You know, that type of thing. So that's why I say my strongest or the greatest weapon that I had going through my process was the people that I had in my corner, speaking in my ear and encouraging me and telling me, hey, you are the shit. Like, you are, you know, you're a catch, like, whatever. So, just building you up, like, building you up when you can't build yourself up is really true. And they say, check on your strong friends because, you know, sometimes your strong friends need their little build up too. So, yeah, I had strong people because I feel like everybody that I'm connected to is strong. But I had strong people in my corner, like, building me up when I couldn't build myself up. And a lot of times, what they're telling you is not something that you necessarily don't already know. But that negativity can kind of cloud that out. And it's easy for you to stick that in the positive stuff in, like, the back of your head, and it's just, like, back there, and all the negative stuff just going and running and running and running over and over and over again. Like, bitch, give me a break. Like, my God. Like, bitch, for real. But whenever you have that negativity, when you have somebody outside of you, and this is very important in any situation or anything that you're going through, even if you're trying to, like, get over something yourself, or if you have, like, a flaw that you, to get to the root of the problem or whatever the problem, because a lot of times the actions that we do is only the flower of whatever the problem is. There's always a root to whatever it is. And if you just keep cutting the flower off, the flower is going to keep growing back looking different each time. So this time it may look like this. This time it may look like that. Or you may be doing this time. And then when you get out of that, you may be doing something else the next time. But the root of the issue can always be, is always going to be the same, like, core issues that you can have. But anyway, so yeah, when I had all that negativity in my head, sometimes when you need to hear the positive stuff so that your mind can actually process it. And sometimes, and some things that I had to do as well, like when I would get up in the morning, I would have to actually speak affirmations and positive stuff over myself, because you have to, when words have energy, right? And so whenever you say whatever it is, whether it be positive or negative, your brain actually processes that. So a lot of times we can be saying, oh, I'm the best. You know, you can be saying it in your head, but if you're saying it in your head, like, do you really mean it, bitch? Do you really mean it? Like, sometimes you have to say that thing out loud, whatever it is, whether it's something negative that you want to change about yourself, or whether it's something positive that you want to change about yourself, like, to get yourself out of that negative funk. So sometimes you have to say damn, like, I'm really not treating myself the what I'm worth. And when you say that out loud, like, it's different when you say it out loud and you actually hear it. Like, your brain actually processes that, and then that's when that shift begins to happen. And that's when it, those people that's in your corner are very important, because they're gonna be the ones to kind of push that shift along, if for lack of better terms. So when you have people in your corner that's actually telling you, hey, you the shit or whatever, and then you start waking up in the morning and telling yourself you the shit, like, that's pushing that, and your energy begins, when you start receiving that positive energy, you start speaking that positive energy, you start processing that positive energy, your energy begins to change. And people notice that. Like, people definitely notice that. Like, I can't tell you how many times somebody has inboxed me, text me, called me, FaceTime me, and was like, hey, like, I can tell, like, you're better. Like, I can tell the difference. Like, I can really tell the difference. And I can tell the difference too. Like, I feel better. I genuinely feel better about myself, about, you know, just me as a whole, period. And shout out to my friend Jarrell. I just wanted to shout him out. So I have an issue, you guys. I have this place filler that I do where I say a lot, but I must say I've been keeping an eye on it. In this video, my friend Jarrell told me that if I said one more time, he was gonna beat my ass, basically. But I've been keeping it on the low. So that was a very much so sidle like squirrel. I don't know, maybe it's the coffee. But anyway, so yes, that's what I wanted. So my steps to grabbing the lifeline was listening to the people in my corner, letting them put that positivity in my ear, repeating the positivity out loud, saying it out loud so that I can actually process it, and start changing things that I did, my activity, to make myself feel like I was matching the energy that I was giving out. So it was nothing for, so because I started feeling better about myself, you start looking for stuff out of self-doubt, and you start looking for stuff out of self-worth. And so it may cut down your options. It may cut down your options, but hey, you're worth it. You're worth it. Okay. And then I started doing things for myself. Like, everybody that knows me knows that one of my favorite things to do is to go to Alley Cat on Saturday or Friday, or both, hell, Friday and Saturday. Shout out to Miriam Echo. Yes, that's my girl. But I love going to Alley Cat, which is owned by the Breakfast Club, black owned business. Yes. That's like my therapy. That's like my therapy for the week, for whatever it was that I've been through, whether it was a rough week at work or rough week dealing with emotions, whatever it is. But that's my therapy. Like, I can, once I leave there, I feel relieved. I feel like a weight off of my shoulders. So, it's important to get you like those self-care things to replace that negative energy also as well. So the first thing I did was have people in my corner giving me the positive energy. The second thing I did was started speaking that positive things over myself, so that I can hear it. You need to hear it. It's not enough to just keep it in your head. You need to hear yourself say it so that you can either A, change the negative act, or B, get out of the negative funk. So you're either changing the negative act that you have an issue with, or either you're in a negative funk and you need to get out of it, so you need to speak positive to change that negative funk and get out of that. And then the third thing that I did was get out there and do stuff for myself, not be afraid to do stuff with myself, for myself, that I like to do, to kind of be that stress reliever and something that I thoroughly enjoy. So search your hobbies, get out there, do something. Mix and mingle, you know? It's okay to, you know, mix and mingle, whatever. But those were my three steps. That's how I got out of my funk. Shout out to the people that were in my corner. You know who you are. I'm in group text messages with you guys. You guys called on me, checked on me, came out to Houston and spent time with me. And I really love you guys for that from the bottom of my heart. Even my friends here in Houston checking on me, coming, getting me out the house on the weekends and shit. during that time. Like, I really appreciate you guys, and I love y'all forever and ever for that. And I will forever be grateful for you guys throwing me the lifeline and pulling me out of that dark place. And that's all that I have for you guys. Follow me on IG if you are not, at Drake Unleashed, or on Facebook. Most of you guys are following me on Facebook. And I also have a YouTube channel as well. All the links will be in the bio on my Instagram page, and in the post on my Facebook page. Anything else? Nope, that's it. So, hey, once again, thank you guys for taking time out to listen to what I got to say, my little two cents or whatever, you know. And I hope that you guys will tune into the next episode. See you guys soon. Holla. Peace.